Do it.
On the music.
Do it live. Do it now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 437. I was almost going to say 347, but no, 437. If you're counting, that's 37 more than our friends over at the Veteran Gamers Podcast. It is September 1st, 2017. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And I have a fantastic crew with me. Joining me from Northern Mexico, Ireland, I have Robin Tate.
Too right you have. It's me. It's Robin Tate here, and it's at Bongo the Sane. I am in a little place called Ahol in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. You spell Ahol A-H-O-G-H-I-L-L, A-Hog Hill, but you pronounce it as if you're coughing.
Ahol. Potato!
So, that's, you know what? I'm going to set a mita or a what are they called? A falfa? What are they called in America? Amifa, you're going to be wearing a pointy hat. You're so looking racist towards me, my potatoes. Don't be racist towards potatoes. Anyway, it's here. I'm here, and it's good. I'm excited to be here, and I'm all pumped up. I'm ready to go. And unlike Canadians, us guys from northern Mexico can go out and work from 9 in the morning to 6 at night doing DIYing and still come fresh and wonderful and rosy to the podcast, unlike Canadians.
Yes. And also, let's set the record straight. Dudes don't say DIYing. They say, I was out fixing shit. That's the proper Fraser thing.
What do you think Fraser was doing when he was DIYing?
I think he was painting his fingernails. He was adjusting his skirt. He, you know, the thong was on a little too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He might have been setting up for a transgender night. I don't know.
We've had excuses, you know, we've had reasons for not being on the podcast, like someone's ill or someone's not there, or, you know, whatever it is.
Acceptable.
But DIYing.
Right. Might as well have been saying, I've been crafting all day long.
The dog, my homework. Yeah. Fraser, good lad.
Yeah, yes, we do love you, Fraser. We do. Enjoy your night out and drag.
He's having slippers on. He's having a wee soft yogurt without bits in it. You know, somebody will cut his food up for him in tiny little pieces and then maybe feed it to him and then wipe the slabbers from off his chin. You old man. Anyway, it's lovely to see you, Greg. It is nice.
It is lovely to see you, Robin.
You're sitting there half naked in this vest.
Got my shark's tank top in the house.
With shorts, very like Kim's curtains, and a pair of moccasins. You know, I'd like to say it's attractive. I'm glad you're married a while, because you know what? You mightn't be hitting first base tonight with that get up.
Robin, you can only pull this off when you're married.
I'm
Robin, I've got the perfect sound clip for when him and Cindy are in the bedroom together.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Business time.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Right. Oh, yes. Thank you for that, Mark. Kim Woods on host duty today with us as well. Kim,
yes,
you're looking lovely in a little bit of shade of red. You've got an ambiance to the room tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know.
Red
that's me.
Stories with Kim Woods.
That's right. We'll start the penthouse forum letters here in a minute. No, I'm kidding. That's me, GamerGirl27, Twitter, Xbox, you know. Which, speaking of my Xbox, I'd turn the computer, but I might screw things up. Over here, I actually have my Xbox all connected and hooked up and, you know, home. I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Things are feeling back to normal. You've got a room, no wood paneling, curtains, no less behind you.
No drywall underneath my fingernails. You know, it's good.
Good time. Yeah, life is good. The sun is out. It's shining.
Right.
What more could you ask?
The window is down, so if a motorcycle goes by, it hopefully won't sound terrible. So, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I mean, if a motorcycle is going to go by, let at least make it sound good, right?
Well, but let's hope. You know, if it sounds terrible.
Hopefully nobody on a moped comes cruising by.
We actually, a funny story. We had somebody who lived, you know, up the road here a little bit, and he drove to work every day back and forth on a moped. But, you know, for most people, it doesn't sound odd. But here out where we are, you know, it's a little weird. So,
You know, it's funny, though, as I'm making fun of this, but I know, like, over in Europe especially, like, scooter clubs are a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Back
in the 60s, you had the mods and the rockers.
Vespa scooters.
Lambrettas. Mods,
Lambrettas and all that sort of stuff,
This is the difference between Europe modern and things. America. They had scooter clubs, we have the Hells Angels.
That's right.
Yeah, but those bikes only go in a straight line, you know?
I'll let you tell them. Also, kind of behind the scenes, but being slightly vocal, so I'm going to introduce him anyway. Mr. Mark Wright, spinning the discs for us tonight.
Yeah, thought I'd jump on tonight. I need a bit of a cheering up session, so I thought I'd join you guys. Not been on for a couple of weeks, so I've really missed it.
Well, yeah, and if you want cheering up, you may not have come to the right place, but if you want somebody to keep you company, we can do that.
Just looking at Kim's lovely face, that's cheering me up. I don't know about you two guys, especially when Robin was flashing his belly a minute ago. But
I missed that. Oh,
there we go. Yeah, so
Xbox Live, PSN, all that usual crap.
Did you like that one pack, did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I call mine a pony keg.
Greg,
mine's a barrel.
Before we carry on, I would just like to send my best wishes out to all of the people that have been affected by the floods in India and out there, because there's been thousands of people have died out there, and I think it's really awful, and it's a credit to your government officials and all of the people in America right now that the disaster in Houston has not taken more lives. And my heart goes out to them also. But isn't it great that a first world country and a third world country, that's the difference. And it's a terrible thing on both sides of the world. And it's terrible to see people suffering all over. So we just want to recognize both parts of the world just to be balanced there. But especially for people that we know that are in the Dallas and the Houston areas and around there, it is awful. Awful, absolutely awful. So
No, 100% agreed. 100% agreed. And Mark, as I said earlier, if you want to be uplifted, this may not be the show. Robin, you make a very good point. Certainly, if you have been affected, our hearts do go out, and hopefully, it is just a temporary setback, and that things will recover quickly or as quickly as they can. I don't think we can say much more than we are with you in heart and mind.
I was listening to a podcast today, funny enough, and they were talking about it, and they were talking about ways that they could help, and they were thinking, well, maybe they could go down there with a little boat and maybe rescue people off the roofs, and if there was nice people there, you know, they could they could, you know, have a little sign up to say, "We'll rescue you for a blowjob." And I thought that was completely inappropriate.
Slightly.
Inappropriate. Yeah, you'd want a full shag, wouldn't you, really?
Exactly.
And if it's a bunch of dudes in the boat, and what do they do when they come across another dude? I'm just saying.
Speaking of inappropriate, I was at a meeting this week, Greg, and I arrived in the last one around this boardroom table, and I had the seats were quite close together, like a bench seat. And I had to sort of step into this seat, and I'm sorry, big people, but I had to squeeze in beside this girl. The room was very warm, and and she had this very tight-fitting blouse on, and she was like a busted mattress. There was pieces of her coming out everywhere. It was terrible. I had to squeeze in beside this lard. Oh my God. But yeah, busted mattresses. It was like pieces of her were trying to escape. It was very strange situation.
Is it like a giant
I'm gonna help. Yeah, I'm going to help Robin out here. What Robin is trying to say is dress appropriately. Don't go out and buy sizes of clothes that you want to fit in. Go out and buy sizes of clothes that you do fit in.
And yeah. Try not to be 25 stone as well. Yeah, that sure. helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, carrying
now
on.
Now that we've offended half some... of our listeners probably.
yeah, great.
I seen you had some car trouble this week. What the hell happened there?
Hang on, are we story time now?
Oh, yeah, we're like story it. Time. Yes. Sorry. Everyone yeah. here loves story time, our
favorite time of the day. None of the amateur shit when I'm on, you know, proper jingles.
I know,
and everything.
I know. Yeah, we cannot forget. We have jingles now. yeah, so story time. So we have two different vehicles. One we bought as kind of a commuting car, but it's actually a super fun car. It's called a Chevy HHR. But we got the SS model, so it's got a little turbocharger in it. It has this nice...
No, we're doing that season.
Sports.
No, I hate it.
It's a racist model.
No, it is not a racist model.
All right, okay.
Although it is red.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, so we love this car to death, but we noticed it started making this really horrific, almost like a metal-on-metal sound. Turns out
sure it wasn't Germans what marching or what?
No Germans marching. But yeah, no, the turbocharger on the car failed.
Ooh, sounds expensive.
Two grand later.
Oh wow,
$2,000. Wow. Yeah, had to get a brand new turbocharger put on. But to the credit of the shop we took it over to, they said if I let them know by 2 o'clock if they wanted the work done, they'd get it back to us the next day, and sure enough, they did. So we have two vehicles once again.
Two vehicles. Good stuff. Nothing like the two vehicles. I don't have any vehicles. I'm still driving the temporary, very nice temporary car.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your car? Well, weren't you supposed to get it like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. And it's still on order. So the finance company have given me this brand new car to drive around in, which is very nice. Right. It's not as nice as the car that I'm getting, but yeah, but it has.
Now it's still on order. Does it mean it's on its way to you, or is it just?
It's coming. Funny enough, it's coming from Germany.
Oh yeah, I see.
There we go again. It's exactly. That's what's happened. So maybe some of the people that were there doing other things at the moment. I don't know. Maybe they're in America.
See now, Robin, you're gonna look out your door one of these days. You're gonna see your car just drive right past the front of your house.
Yeah,
a couple of Germans inside giving you the finger.
But the funny thing about it is, in America. You have different plates, so Texas and all the way through. So you know where a car is from. Well, I'm driving a car with a southern registration plate, which is like a European plate, and it's from Cork. It has a C in the registration, which is the most southern part of Ireland. It's not in the UK, so it looks like a foreign car. And it's very strange.
Like Venezuela, Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so have you seen somebody in Venezuela in a Venezuela registration car driving through LA? You think, God, they're a tourist. Or, you know, wow, they've driven away all the way here. Well, I'm getting that same thing.
They're really fucking lost.
People are being different to me driving on the road. So when you're trying to get out at a junction, people are going, friggin' southern Mexicans. And or else they ought to tourist. He's not sure where he is. Let him wait.
Right.
It's strange. It's, so I'm still driving this temporary vehicle. Anyway, okay. last weekend, I was my son is into a group called Approaching Nirvana, and it's a guy who's based out in Tampa in Florida. Last year, he came up to see my son, and he was coming over to do a thing in Birmingham at a gaming event called Insomnia, which was last weekend in the NEC.
Is this the DJ?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's electronic EDM, electronic dance music, and my son is part of the community and very active, right. And blah, blah, blah. So there was a meetup
in Birmingham, England, not Alabama, because I would have dropped in to see Kim. And probably, well, I wouldn't have maybe Kim because that might have been too far away, but I definitely would have seen Nicole.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go by himself to Birmingham. Now he's only 17. There's no way I was going to send him over. So I took him over. Or better still, he paid for the tickets and the hotel, which is brilliant. So I went over and we went to meet at 1 o'clock. And it was about 20 people, girls, guys. And they were all, we walked up and it was, they were all in a big circle. It was like ring a ring of roses. And they all came together, all together, looking at each other. It was the most awkward situation. It was a bit like you and me not meeting each other, but knowing each other. Well, these 20 people would all know each other from the community, but they're all 15, 16, 17, 20, 21. And it was so awkward.
Shy. Everyone doesn't want to make that first move. Well,
yeah. All the nerds. So and then this guy, Andrew, came along and I left. And there was a few mums and dads there and we all went off. But I had – what happened was I had then all day Saturday to myself in Birmingham. So I walked the town. I walked the canals. I had lunch in a pub and drank beer and watched the Formula One qualifying by myself. It's very strange for me to be completely by myself. And then I checked on him and then they went out somewhere else. And then I went and had a burrito, of course, and margaritas and Coronas. And I floated around Birmingham. And then I went to see Logan's Lucky by myself. And yeah, it was very strange, but it was great. I would recommend you know yourself when you spend time with yourself. And I had a great time by myself. As I was walking back from the cinema, we were in the middle of this place called Broad Street, and it's where all the clubs and nightclubs are. I mean, loads of them. No, there's lots of, wild women in it. Yes. You know, sir, do you want to come into the strip club? Do you want to come into the strip club? And I'm going, So it was a good weekend. He had a great time, but I enjoyed myself too, by myself. It's all being yourself in a bar. But I sat with a burrito and had lots of margaritas. And I think I took some photographs and sent them to you. And I thought, God, I cannot get away from this Mexican thing. I think I am partly Mexican.
I think you are. Because that was the one thing I took away from your time in Birmingham was that you were, I think you had Mexican food and you were drinking beers.
Yeah, beers and margaritas. Yeah, Coronas. And I had Coronas tonight as well. So what do you do? But you had a great time.
That is not Corona. Just in case someone told you that is not Corona.
Oh, it wasn't Corona. What did I have? What was the beer I had? Corona. Isn't that? No.
I'm just saying what's in your hand is not
Corona. Oh, no. That's just red wine.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, what I'm getting out of this is Robin enjoys himself. By myself, I like to enjoy myself, Kim. Yes, I do.
What you should be getting out of this is Robin drinks.
Well, don't we all?
Well, I had food and drink. But what it's done to me is we were going for pizzas and beers in Birmingham at EGX. That is no longer the case. After consulting with a very wise man in a purple top, Mark, I said, Mark, do you like burritos? And he went, I love burritos, Robin. Caramba. So we are no longer going for pizzas and beer in Birmingham at EGX. We are going to Mission Burrito just off Broad Street for burritos, beers, and margaritas. And we're going to take over the place.
Can I get you two right now? I want a promise.
Yes.
That'll be us on that Friday.
I need one promise. So, Mark, you're staying the night as well, correct?
No. I'll be traveling back the Friday night.
That's the night you're going for burritos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be nice and smelly early in our car.
Yeah, you have to go early. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you guys need to do a tequila shot.
Okay.
I can't because I'm driving.
You can't.
And I don't drink anyway, really.
That was precisely why Mark needed to do a tequila shot.
Yeah. If I was staying overnight, I would have done.
I'll do Mark's.
There you go. Good man, Robin.
Jake can have mine on my behalf.
Now, the only problem with the margaritas that I found in Birmingham was it gave me brain freeze.
Yeah, Frozen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but you sucked it through a straw, and it sucked too much, and my hip got sore, but I kept sucking anyway. It was like something out of South Park.
That actually sounds like something out of a brothel.
That was a few doors up. I have no recollection of that.
Kim has her headphones off, so she cannot hear us at the moment. I believe her son, her nephew Tony has shown up. Yes.
Invasion.
So we won't ask Kim what she's doing right now, because we know what she's doing right now, and we won't ask her what she's been doing this past week, because I do see it's the usual, which pretty much has just been clearing up the house.
Yeah.
Kim thinks we probably can hear her, but we can't. I'll just throw that out there. No. Probably because you're muted at this moment. I don't know why, but you are. Blame it on Tony. Mark, anything exciting for you this past week? I know you've been kind of in and out with Jenny at the hospital.
Yeah, it's been chaos. I've been back at work this week, and it's been a case of getting up early because I've let me change my shift so I could go visit, because otherwise my shifts wouldn't have allowed me to visit. So I've been getting up early, which is unusual for me and finding it hard. Going to work, then straight from work going to the hospital, and then leaving the hospital, coming home, eventually getting something to eat, and then having to do housework, and then I've just been flaking out, so not much time for anything else, really. It's been...
Good on you for doing the housework and taking care of things while Jenny is laid up. Not that that's
He's
her job to do.
Not doing the housework. He is not doing...
I have to cover for Mark. He's our brother. We're supposed to help
the camera
him.
Over to the sink.
No.
If we go to the camera to the
actually, it's all right, that bit. It's the ironing pile looks like three stacks high. I can't,
you just
I can't
take
iron.
That down to the cleaners.
I asked my mum to do it, but she won't. Well, we had a deal. Jason, my lad, said he would do the ironing and the vacuum if I did everything else. So I agreed to that, because ironing is something I can't do. But has he done any? Has he bollocks?
Where's Jason right now?
He's upstairs playing Call of Duty beta.
When he falls asleep, you should just walk up and throw all of the laundry that needs to be ironed on top of him.
Yeah, that's an idea. With a hot iron on his face.
Oh,
that's a little brutal, but
all right, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit too far.
Kinda
cold iron then.
Yeah. Kim, now that you're back amongst the talking.
Yes.
Anything?
My nephew showed up, so.
We did. We saw the top of his head. Yeah. Anything outside of the usual, like getting ready for everything, the house?
No, well, I don't know. I had a cat disappear about 2 days ago, and she finally showed up here just the other day, and I think she was hit by a car, so I'm trying to nurse her back to health.
Oh, no.
But, and for me, that's actually pretty usual. So, no, it's you know, I'm just enjoying being in my house and not having to work on it every damn day. So, oh, wait, here comes somebody else. Enjoy. But no, it's you know, it's all good. So
okay, awesome. All right,
you need
talk
a podcast
about...
sign for your bedroom door, Kim.
Yes, on air.
I had one, get the old one, but they seem to ignore it anyway. So maybe I'll just get like something electric to hang to the doorknob.
Just put a sock on the doorknob. It's a universal.
Yeah, there
sign.
We go. Sock. You know.
All right. Let's talk some video games. We are a video game podcast, after all. And for those of you not familiar with the podcast, we do broadcast weekly, 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And you can find us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast. We're also on Mixer when I'm not in charge, mixer.com/OC Podcast. And I say in charge because I did not have the proper setup last week. That's why we're only on Twitch. But we also do have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/OC Podcast. Sorry, Overseas Connection Podcast, all spelled out. That's the one that's all spelled out. With that said and done, video games, let's talk a little gaming.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
Love.
You are one pathetic loser.
Yes, I am.
Robin, you go first. I can't follow.
So last night, I watched some of Kill Bill, and it's fucking brilliant. Watch Kill Bill again, and you'll realize how good it is. Anyway, that's not gaming, but I had to get that in.
Yes.
This week I played and finished a game which I absolutely and utterly loved. So I'm spending some of my money. I'm just about within the 100 quid. But a while ago, Oxenfree, what a dick, came on sale. It's free this month.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
So I played and finished Oxenfree. Oxenfree, have you guys played Oxenfree yet?
It's on my old.
Oxenfree,
I'll be getting it for free this month.
Is really, really, bastards, really, really worth your time. I've heard people saying it's the camping game and stuff like that. It's not. It's nothing to do with camping. There's no gay people in it. I haven't seen the man with chocolate salty balls or anything like that. I looked out for a camp guy, but he's not there. Anyway.
What are you talking about? I've heard people saying this reference is completely over my head. I know it's over Kim's head. Mark, do you have any clue what he's talking about?
No, I wasn't listening. I was trying to set the cameras up ready for the
gameplay. I think it's
gameplay.
A South Park thing, but well other done. Than so, that.
Maybe South Park?
The premise, camping.
Okay.
Yay, camp. Okay. Fucking hell. Anyway, the premise is four guys from school, guys and girls. There are girls and guys. They could be mixed gender, but they're definitely people. Well, they have the
right binary gender. We don't know what they are yet.
Christ, you need a fucking solicitor to be in this world now. Yeah. Anyway.
You want to listen to Bad Cop? Jesus Christ, that is so funny.
Anyway, these...
Wait, hold on, Robin. Real quickly. We have to... This needs to play now. The views expressed by Robin Tate are not the views of the Overseas Connection podcast and can no way be connected to the Overseas Connection podcast, and we will not be held liable for anything he says moving forward. Okay, you're good.
Okay, thank you. PSA. The premise is these four entities go on this boat. Well, it has a right to be a boat. It could be anything, really. It's a vehicle that moves on water. And they go to an island close to where they live. And the idea is that this is like they go for a night. It's a party night before school starts or something like college starts again. And this is a tradition they've done for years. And they meet on a beach and have a party. Anyway, they go out there. There's a guy who's just his sister or stepsister. He's just found it as a stepsister. It's awkward. There's a bitchy girl. There's a nerdy guy who fancies a nerdy girl. Anyway, it's all really strange. The mix of them all. You wouldn't put them all together. So they go to the beach, and then weird things start to happen on this island. And it's all to do with the signal from a submarine that disappeared many years ago during the war. And this island is used in World War II, which is a thing that happened a few years ago. People died. It was very sad. And they have to discover the mystery, and they start having visions and flashbacks and all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff. And I really didn't know what was going on sometimes, but it was intoxicating. It was a fabulous story, and it's beautifully animated, beautifully drawn, small animations of characters, and I loved it. It's about maybe 5 hours, 6 hours long, and Oxenfree is free this month, and it's brilliant. Play it. Play Oxenfree. If anybody played it out there that's listening, let me know what you thought, because I wasn't really sure what all happened, but it was good when it happened. And it was fun. And play it. It's free. You've no excuse if you've got an Xbox. And even if you don't have an Xbox, it's on PC and PS4, and it's not very expensive. So definitely play it. So Oxenfree. Good. Okay, so on pre-order, I had I was a great fan of Life is Strange. And again, there's a similarity here with sort of story-driven games. And on pre-order, so I believe it
like kind of like a story. If I remember correctly, it's like the story of a teenage girl, which I know you can relate to.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so I mean, the synopsis of Life is Strange is teenage angst with supernatural stuff and lesbian overtones. That's pretty much it.
It's a perfect game for me. Anyway, Life is Strange 2, which is called Before the Storm, which gives you an idea, because the first one, there was a bit of a storm, there was rain, things got knocked down. It was a terrible situation. It was horrible. People got hurt. It wasn't nice. Anyway, the second game is like a prequel, and it's Before the Storm. That's why it's called Before the Storm. And it's not called Life is Strange 2, it's Before the Storm. Anyway, it plays one of the characters, not the main character from the last one, which was Max. It plays this other character. And I've played most of the first chapter, and it was beautifully drawn before. It's even more beautifully drawn now. The character even more angsty. They've added some new stuff, like this argument mode. So, like, at the beginning, this girl comes along, she's sneaked out of house, and she's went to this barn in the woods where there's a heavy metal band playing, and it's all adults. This girl would be, at this stage, would be probably 14 years old or so, and she's trying to get into the barn, and she has to argue with the bouncer, and the outcome of your argument will define whether you get in or not, so you can either be nice to him or argue with him or call him a dick butt. To try and get in, or what, you know, so that's a new sort of system that they had there. But yeah, so I've only played the first hour or so, but the first chapter looks really good. It looks like it's going to turn into another fantastic game, like Life is Strange, the first one. So
because I'm really not familiar with the gameplay at all. So. Yeah. I'm sure Mark probably has it up on stream right now, but I'm not looking at the stream, so apologies. But third person kind of adventure.
Okay, so to describe it, do you know Telltale, right? Telltale came out with The Walking Dead, and it was great. And we all forgave the jankiness of The Walking Dead because the story was great.
Right.
And then 2 came out and Batman and blah, 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 Borderlands.
Well, their engine is wrong. We know this.
Yeah.
Their engine is bad.
Okay. Right. Well, let's say, and it continues, and I think that's part of the problem with Telltale, because they're churning out on that same crappy engine. Batman was slightly improved, but they keep on churning it out over again. Not Lord of the Rings. Dragons. Help me with dragons. Dragons.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, all of them. They were all janky as hell. The graphics were janky. Okay, well, take all of those and say, that Telltale company is onto some really, really good things. How can we improve them? And Life is Strange came out, and it massively improved the Telltale formula. And Life is Strange is like a Telltale game, but much, much better. Graphically, this is gorgeous to look at. The first one was pretty gorgeous to look at as well. It plays like a Telltale walking game, but far, far better, Greg. Far better.
Okay.
The graphics, the interactions. I think it's a massive leap forward, and it's a real disappointment that Telltale because the Bounty have made loads of money. The Bounty have done that. I mean, why have they not invested in developing that? That's instead of just throwing stories onto the same friggin' engine with a slightly different graphical look, why have they not invested in that? Too many things. I love the Telltale stuff.
Yeah, when people keep buying their games.
But they're not now. I mean, one of the worst performing ones, well, they're not making a new Game of Thrones. That's been canned
for
a while. Okay. And part of that has to be, you know, the first one was okay. It was minor characters and it wasn't really following the main story and, you know, tied. The Batman, they went off on their own tangent. It was fair enough. Borderlands was pretty good. But it's the same thing over and over again. It's just throw the story onto the same engine. Life is Strange has moved. It's still a story, a walking simulator, if you want to, but the technology is much, much better. So, Life is Strange. So far, so good. I'll keep you updated because I'll be playing it over the next few months as the episodes release. And then what you may not know about me is my family are motorbike crazy, or my parents were motorbike crazy, and I was brought up around road racing, which is a massive thing in Northern Ireland, which is motorbikes racing on private public roads.
Yeah, and so funny here. Yeah. I've always known you have an affinity towards racing games, and I figured there was a little bit of a motorhead inside of you.
Yeah.
However, the motorbike side of it, that is something that I very much did not know up until recently. I clued into it. So,
well, I raced motocross, you know, scramblers, right. Motocross, yeah, dirt bikes. I raced those from I was 5 years old until I was 19. So yeah, blow my smoke up my ass here. I won the Northern Ireland Championships. I was fourth in the UK Championships when I was 16, 17. It was a pretty big part of my life. And in fact, when I was 18, there was a crossroads whether I would go professional or get a job. And I got a job. Some of the guys I would race with went on to be professionals, and now they're on the world circuit. And every now and again, I get a telephone call from one of my old guys or an email now and say, well, how's it going? Yeah, I'm in Japan. I'm in America. I'm all over the world. I'm managing this team. Life was different. Anyway. So
but you wouldn't change it at all.
No, I wouldn't. No, because
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah. So I bought Ride 2. I've been watching Ride 2 for a while, and it's been too expensive for me. But Ride 2 came down to 20 quid this week on a special offer, and I took the plunge and I bought Ride 2. And one of the main reasons I bought Ride 2 was they've recreated two circuits in Northern Ireland. Which is one, it's called the Northwest 200. Sometimes you see me posting photographs of it at a race. I think in May you would have seen that, and I go to it every year still. And one is the Ulster Grand Prix circuit, which is above Belfast, which is the fastest road race in the world. So if you imagine a two-lane road surrounded by hedges, ditches, lampposts, brick walls, houses, yeah, and in the countryside. Okay.
Sounds inviting.
These guys get up to over 200 miles per hour on these roads, average lap speed of about 150 miles per hour. If they come off, there is no runoff area. There's hard walls. Yeah, again, the last Ulster Grand Prix was about 3 weeks ago. There was a guy killed. Again, so yeah, it's quite normal. Anyway, these two circuits have been recreated. I played them both tonight as they unlocked for me. And I have to say, they have recreated the circuits pretty much perfectly. I'm really impressed. The bumps, the hills, the corners. Yeah, some of the sidetrack stuff is not quite. But there's supermarkets where there should be, and petrol stations and roads. And I'm really, really chuffed with how accurately they've recreated these circuits as so close to home. So, motorcycling and racing games I love because of my history. But Ride 2 is a little homage to stuff that's very, very close to me and close to my heart. So Ride 2, yeah, if you're a racing fan, Ride 2 is only 20 quid this week. Pick it up. And the final thing I doubled in this week, Mark, was Elite. I don't know what...
Yeah, he sat good, he's choking on it.
Robin just died the moment he said that. Yes, we're sorry to say.
Sorry, so I don't know. So there's no night there, and I thought, God, what am I going to do? Okay, I'll fire up Elite. And I forgot everything, so I ended up going through the tutorial missions again, and then, God, that's bloody hard, Mark. It is hard.
Right. I mean,
yeah, but it's
complicated. It's so there's rewarding. A lot to it.
Yeah, and there's a great sense of achievement happens when you land a craft in a space station. You know, when you work out how to actually line it up and how to actually move it. Oh, left and right. Oh, there is a button here, goes up and down. There's not a lot of hand holding with it. But that was good. I bought some stuff and I transported it. I upgraded my little spacecraft. I played tons of this when I was a kid. So it's lovely to come back. I suppose I've been listening and reading a lot of sci-fi stuff this last week or two while I've been in the car. I watched a fantastic documentary called Unacknowledged this week, which I've recommended you all to watch on Netflix, which is about UFOs and government cover-ups and conspiracy stuff and all that. Yeah, anyway, woo, Robin's getting freaky. But that's put me in the mood. to play spacey stuff. So yeah, it was nice to play Elite. I just felt myself going and jumping from one planet to another, going, God, I'm going to go to this next planet, the space station, and land it here, and I'll be happy with that, and I'll stop there. And then you find yourself, well, I'll just do one more little trip. And I could see Elite just being a complete and utter time suck, a black hole. Maybe that's not politically correct these days. A body in space that sucks things in and does strange things to them. I don't know.
I'm not sure that's...
No.
Yeah,
a big sucky hole. Anyway, yeah, I played some Elite this week. So even though I've been crazy busy with work this week, I've actually, and I don't have seven kids anymore, thank God, because some of the foster kids moved on. I've managed to get some gaming in. Who's doing the heavy breathing? That's really Kim, is that you?
I don't know.
It's a Kimster. It's heavy breathing. I like it.
Anyway,
so that's what I've been playing this week. Oxenfree, play it. Life is Strange, play it. Ride 2, if you like racy things and only in two wheels. And Elite, if you like space. Play.
Cool. Kim.
Yes.
Follow that, bitch.
I'm not sure I can. I don't know how to fit that.
Damn. Robin, making friends across the internet. Kim.
I'm going to mute myself for a little while.
Yeah. What have you been playing this past week, Kim? I think we need to put Robin off the call now.
Right. Right. Shovel Knight, believe it or not, strangely. I don't know. I was scrolling through my little... list of games, and it stopped there, and I thought, oh, all right, we'll give it a shot. So I've played a little Shovel Knight, and it's really good. It's a lot better than, you know, I was, I guess, thinking, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'd heard it was good, but I didn't really believe it. So yeah, I've been playing a little Shovel Knight.
That's American for wanker.
Totally not the right sound effect. I love it. Thank you, Mark.
I know.
That makes me feel better.
I was trying to type something in the chat, but I didn't realize my soundboard was on. Sorry.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Because the keyboards are shortcuts to the sounds. Oh, God.
Right, what was the game I played the other week? It's a bit like Shovel Knight, but it's not. Damn it, I completed it too. A little robot in the mines. Oh, anyway, carry
Steam,
on.
Steam World Dig.
Steam World Dig. Yeah, I always sort of put those two together as in the same family, almost. No? Or is Shovel Knight, is it, what do you call the ones when you die and you have to go back to the beginning again? What's that called?
Oh,
roguelike. Is it roguelike? Is it, Kim?
Like Shovel one life Knight? And you die, you have to start over?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I mean, because you reach certain checkpoints, and then if you die, you go back to the last checkpoint you were at. So, I mean, it's very old school, and that, you know, that took me back to, you know, the games we all used to play where, you know, when you died, that was it. You started back where you were at, and that's it. I was a little worried because I thought there for a little bit I'd lost all my stuff, but no, it was still there. But no, it's, like I said, it's a really good game, and if you haven't, you know, check it out. You might like it, especially if you like the old 8-bit sort of games. And that was late Rose. It released last week before that, Path of Exile. I started a little bit of that last night. So
I have also played a little bit of this.
What is it?
It's an RPG. It's very Diablo 3 like, Torch like, you know.
Ooh. So yeah. Path of Exile, I guess it released on PC like a year ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the developers chose to put it out on Xbox because I think they actually have a relationship with Microsoft, maybe some ex-developers from Microsoft, something like that. But it came out to the Xbox. I guess they've made a bunch of additions and upgrades to it. So it's kind of the, you know, Game of the Year edition, if you will. I'm of two minds on this game. One, I play it and I'm kind of waiting for the shoe to drop for the need for me to be buying a microtransaction.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. surprised with that, Greg.
Because, English.
Yeah. the PC version, I know a lot of the Gamesman guys play this, and in their Discord chat, they do actually say a lot that there's no paywalls, and there's very little you have to spend real money on. You can if you want, mm-hmm. but there's no need to,
right.
really.
Oh, yeah.
There's
looks a like lot, it's cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of game for free play.
Yeah.
Yep.
It plays really well.
It really
so
does.
So far, so good, yeah.
I'm really liking it. Last night I got to the first little town, or little settlement town, maybe call it Lioneye's Path or something like that.
Right, right.
And I got past that and went out to do the first little quest they send you on the little doctor or nurse or whatever you want to call her there in town, send you out to find medicine. And, you know, it's one of those games that I thought I could sit back and single player it and you know, be no big deal. I might be slightly wrong in that aspect, as I did pretty good for a while, and then I hit a horde of, like, cannibals and was ancient archers. And, I mean, they just came out of you from nowhere, and I mean, I think I died twice. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to find friends. So,
yeah, so
did you hear about the cannibal that was 8 before he was 7?
Oh god,
here we go with those.
So, Path of Exile, it is a multiplayer game, so that's the other part about it that it's actually pretty unique. It's it looks like it's pretty seamless to jump in, jump out. Up to 6 players. We are ignoring you, Robin. Ignoring you. Up to 6 players. You have set character models. So there's 6 different classes of characters, and I forgot all of them. But you know, the other premise behind this is the character you end up selecting. In essence, you have been. I don't want to say cursed. In essence, you're kind of like at the gates of hell, so to speak, and you're on your way to redemption. So this is about, you know, the path of exile to get redemption, to get out from in a sense, going to hell. And you have these 6 characters that are static in their appearance. I don't think you can modify them too much. All of the equipment that they wear is crazy customizable.
Oh yeah, it all levels up.
Yeah, and then I think the craziest part about this game is when you look at RPGs, they have a skill tree. The skill tree for this game is, I mean, the largest, craziest, like interconnected web of a skill tree I've ever seen. I zoomed out.
It is pretty nuts. Yeah.
I mean, you know, normally. In some RPGs, you see like a skill path, and it's like you have maybe, you know, 4 or 5 different categories that you can upgrade, and there's like maybe 7 or 8 different things you can upgrade. I think this literally has like 200-300 upgrade paths you can go down.
Oh yeah,
so it's
is
nuts.
Is this a RPG or a MMO?
RPG.
MMO.
No, I think it's more RPG than MMO. It's same vein as Diablo 3, really.
Yeah, PvE, RPG. It has MMO type qualities to it, but I mean, it's not an MMO by any stretch. It's more Diablo than MMO.
That's almost poetic. It's not an RPG. It's not an MMO. It's PvP. It's like Diablo.
I tried.
He's on a roll today, I'm telling you.
What are you smoking? What is in that pipe?
Right?
Well, it is legal in California now. He must have brought some back with him and managed to get it from Hastings.
Stuck it in those bottles back home.
It's Australian wine. That's what it is. It's making me a bit topsy-turvy.
Yeah, it's Australians.
G'day. Mr. Miyagi. All right.
So, Path of Exile, Kim, are you inclined to do you think you're going to stick with it for a while?
You're going to say you're going to purchase it. No, it's free to
Are you going to purchase any content? Any unlockables?
No, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into those a little more. I'm more or less enjoying the free-to-play, you know, aspect of it, because they're microtransactions. Some of them get way up there. What was it? I saw one the other day, $400. And I'm like, yeah, no, I like games, but I don't like them that much.
But so, you got the shiny
yeah, right? Yeah, you get the shiny armor and the like blue tiger pet or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know if they're not too bad. You know, if there's something, you know, that I'm looking at that I got my eye on and it's, you know, maybe a couple of bucks. Yeah, I'll throw a couple of bucks at it. I mean, shoot, I spent like $5 on Clash of Clans for gyms one time. So, you know, I'm sure I'll throw some money at it if I want it bad enough. So.
All right. Fair enough. Excellent. Well, I mean, I think we both can safely say this is definitely a game. If you liked Diablo, you should check this out. It scratches that itch and a little bit more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Unless, Kim, you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's it. If I'm on and somebody wants to play and they want to jump in and help out, more the merrier. So
I might do that if you're on at the same time.
Just, you know, let me know.
Mm. I'm letting you know. I've let you know now. You know. Okay.
I know.
Have you seen me on anything else? And I'm, you know, there first, and you arrive later. You know, you ask me, and just send me a little. There's a thing called an invite. You invite me. It's a good. It works really well. We have the best invites on Xbox.
Indeed.
So you send me an invite, and I'll come and join you. Path of Exile.
You know, folks, listening at home. Yeah, there are times when you, as a host, and when you put together a podcast, you think. I should, you know, the people you are going to bring onto the podcast are really going to mesh together well, and it's going to be a great podcast.
Yeah.
And then there are times that completely falls apart.
Christ almighty, you don't have enough wine in you. I think this is going really well tonight. I'm having a ball.
No, I am too. I am too, and that means I'm going to ask Mark to talk to me a little bit about what he's been playing.
Like I said earlier, I've not been playing that much. But I have managed to play a couple of games. I'm a long-time Sonic fan. I was always on the Mega Drive. I never had the NES, but I was more of a Sega boy. And when Sonic Mania was released, I heard a lot of good things about it, saying how good it is and how true to form it is and how it mashes all the different Sonics together into one game. So I bought it. I had to buy it. And when I first started it, I was getting a lot of slowdown. To say it's sort of like based on like 16-bit graphics and it's old school, this run worse on the Xbox One than it did on the old Mega Drive back 20, 30 odd year ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So I did a bit of searching on the internet, and apparently it's quite a common thing, but there's an easy cure for it. You have to reboot your Xbox. Apparently.
Okay.
It cures it somehow. So I did that, and it did cure it, and it hasn't done it since. And now it runs like a dream. And yeah, it's a proper true form original Sonic thing. There's
no slowdown at all on the Switch.
Yeah, and I bet there's none on the PS4 either.
In fairness, I think Sonic Mania is probably the perfect game for a Switch.
Yeah,
it works really well.
Yeah,
it does. It's fantastic.
It's a mindless, game that mindless. You just kind of take with you, play on a bus.
It's frustrating as hell. When you get into that second level and then you're in the flipping factory and it's underwater, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Why do you think Sega went out of business? Because they relied on...
But yeah, if you like Sonic, then this is definitely worth getting. If you don't like Sonic, then obviously don't buy it. But I've not got far in it. I haven't had that much time on it, really. But yeah,
I mean, there's a few victory achieve marks of people that have finished it, maybe. Yeah. Do you think you're going to, or do you think that 5 or 10 or 20 minutes with this is enough and you'll have had your Sonic fix and you'll go, oh, yeah, that first Green Hill Zone was good, but and I beat the slightly different boss at the end of it. But I'm frustrated because I remember how bad the movement actually is.
Unlike the original games, there's a boss at the end of every act on this, every level, whereas before there was one at the end of every zone. So there's a lot of more variety to it, and I will get through it all. I will finish it, and I think Kyle was saying before when he was on our podcast, when you finish it, there's more sort of like stuff to do as New Game Plus and there's extra modes you unlock. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I've been playing something else as well. I've started, because I've been wanting to get through my Yolg, I have started Far Cry Primal. This is the latest game in the Far Cry series, and it's set in like caveman, well, just after caveman era. It's funny because it starts off.
Don't say caveman because you'll get in trouble. Apparently,
yeah. Oh, cavewoman. It's cavewoman. It starts off with a clock, and it's got this current, well, 2016, because that's when the game was made, and it's sort of like it starts counting down slowly, and all of a sudden goes really, really fast, and goes into BC and everything. So it reminded me a lot of a game I've played recently, which is I'm trying to think of a name, Horizon Zero Dawn, but not as good. it's got that similar feel to it with the wilderness and the animals, but obviously in Horizon there's robot animals. So far it's pretty good. The graphics are quite good on it. The gameplay.
Oh, graphics! Decent. I like old graphics.
Yeah.
Graphics.
It's like all the other Far Cries. You have to do a lot of collecting to upgrade your pouches and everything and your equipment. So far, I've made a bow. I've made a club, which you can also light on fire as well. Oh, look, man made fire. So yeah, it's pretty.
That's called a torch, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a lighted club.
Or, well, it's actually a club in this, Greg. So deal with it.
All right.
But yeah, there's a variety of different animals. What will come and some will attack you, some won't. There's saber-toothed tigers, which are huge and deadly. There's mountain lion type things. There's little hyenas. So yeah, there's a lot of variety. Oh, there's eagles. Eagles are a pain in the ass. Like they were in, I think, Far Cry 4 of them. No, with the Gordon Path. They had eagles what used to come and attack you. And they're a pain in the bum. But yeah, not got far into it. Just about
are
an hour.
Are they giant eagles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not
I was trying to figure them. Out how they were. I mean, you know, it'd be like pigeons attacking you. It's like, just get away from me.
Greg, when was the last time you saw an eagle the size of a pigeon?
Well, we've got some big pigeons out here. I just want to throw that out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's about it, really. Okay. I can't really talk too much about them because I've not got that far into them. So, yeah, pretty short and sweet from me this week.
Yeah, short and sweet is good. Madden 18. I've continued to play that in preparation for the kickoff next week, NFL season. I'm drafting my other league, fantasy football league, on Sunday. I'm excited. It's exciting times this time of year for those that like NFL football. Robin, you will soon be getting into this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be interested to see who makes the cut of the 53 after today. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah. Haven't played much more Madden, but I'm enjoying the spectacle that is American football.
We need to have like a one-on-one game.
Yeah,
we do.
Actually, you need to do that.
It'll be a tutorial. Yes, it'll be a tutorial.
I'll be teaching you how to play. Yeah.
Exactly. And Gary DeFelice would probably say that would be correct.
Do you know what? Gary DeFelice has annoyed me today. He hasn't actually done anything, but I can't bring myself to say that his team beat the Cardinals last night 30-2. I know it was a preseason game, but it's annoying. And it's him, and he's so smug. He's so smug in his quietness. Goes.
Wait till he responds to this, Robin.
I'm gonna
makes it even worse. Now you're starting to feel my pain, Robin. This is what I live with.
Broncos T-shirt I have. I'll maybe make a video of the burning.
I want
burning
a burning
Broncos
video.
T-shirt.
Yes. That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Enough of the football. We will move on to Mafia 3. I've been continuing to play that. I really like this game. It is, I will say, it's like a GTA Lite.
Brings you back to a better time, doesn't it, Greg?
Oh, totally a better time, yes. it is set in the late 60s, early 70s, Louisiana South. You know, heart of the South, which is a very racist time period within the U.S.
But like now.
Unlike now, yes. Totally unlike now. Totally different. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, back then they let statues stay. Okay, that was not appropriate. I take it all back. Anyway, Mafia 3, it is a really good game. And you play the main character, Lincoln. I enjoy his character. I enjoy the story that they've set out. It is a revenge story, but you can see it's going to go beyond a revenge story. And I don't really want to spoil the story, even though it's been out for quite a long time. I think this is a game that wasn't played by a lot of people, so I think that a lot of people could pick this up still, play it, and find a real hidden gem, because it has a high-quality production in terms
of the... How far are you in? Sorry, Greg.
Well, the intro is rather long, which was a surprise. I didn't realize I was still playing the intro, and then I got past that, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. That was the intro to the game.
And I hear it's one of the best intros of any game, the best half hour of a game. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really, really good. And then from there, you launch into a very GTA kind of formula. You have side missions that will kind of pop up and missions related to the main story. Mm. And you go out and you carry them out, and they will range from, taking actions against other rivals, or going and robbing stuff and getting money and expanding your own personal gang. And that's kind of the other component to this, is you're building out your empire, if you will. It's really good. One thing I will say, unlike GTA, in GTA you get in a car, you pretty much should just go haul ass, and it doesn't really matter unless you hit a cop car or kill somebody. You pretty much are not going to get bothered by the police when you're driving around like a madman. In this game, you have to kind of obey traffic laws, and if you get spotted by the police and you break a traffic law, like run a red light, that kind of thing, they could end up following after you and go after you. So it's
don't worry about it. They only shoot black people.
they did that in Mafia 2, though.
Robin,
wasn't that the YouTube video that hit this week?
Yeah, the problem is, Robin, your main character, he is black.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He is black, but he could identify as a white person, and that could be completely, so he has the right to be white. So,
but what gender?
As long as he has the right.
He identifies with the African American community.
Caucasian. Anyway,
I don't know how we got down this path. No. Anyway, so the driving component to the game, getting back to that, it handles just as badly as any GTA game. The cars are not, this is not going to be something that you're going to be like, oh my god, I want to go race cars in Mafia 3. You'll get some fun out of it. And like I said, the story in this game is really well done. And, for if you're in the mood for a good single player, kind of crime related, mafia related story, this scratches that itch perfectly. I do like the combat system. It feels like this game actually uses stealth or asks you to be stealthy a little bit more than GTA games do. GTA games, typically speaking, it's kind of you just go in and you go guns blazing. Here, it seems like more, at least the missions I've been taking on so far, I've needed to be stealthy on my approach. One thing that actually, okay, so here was one.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
I played some of this here, and the stealth part was as if you were a Groover from Sesame Street doing stealth. You can crunch around and nobody's seen you. You were tiptoeing past people inches away from you and they just didn't notice you. The stealth is very basic stealth. It's not Mission Impossible stealth.
It's not Tom Clancy Splinter Cell or Metal Gear Solid stealth, yes. What I found funny is early on in the very intro area, when you go to take somebody down stealthily, you basically knock them unconscious, so to speak. Then you get an upgrade at some point. You get a big old knife, and I have not figured out yet, because there's been a few times where I've gone into some of these missions where I'm like, I just really want to knock these people out. But once you get that knife, all you do is when you stealth take somebody down, you basically murder them.
Knife, give me the knife.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I haven't quite figured out how to switch that out because I think there might be a time where I don't want to murder everybody.
So it sounds like you haven't hit the bit where it's a bit monotonous and you have to do lots of...
No, I'm still fresh into
people
it.
People have said. Yeah. Well, it's cheap as chips.
I can see that if, you know, the story, obviously, if it's pretty long, the path to get there, honestly, kind of like GTA also, it gets a little bit monotonous. The missions themselves are going to be kind of a little bit rinse and repeat, and certainly Mafia 2 had that problem as well. So that might be an issue. But so far, so good. And for the price, yeah, it's definitely worth picking up.
Quick question. In Mafia 2, you could set a limiter on your car, so you couldn't go over the speed limit. Can you do the same in this one? Because in Mafia 2, like you said, with this game, if you start speeding, the police will go after you no matter what. So in Mafia 2, there's an option to set a speed limit on your car.
I don't know. I have not come across that. But I also kind of have thrown caution to the wind, and I'm now kind of just racing around as when I want to.
And I
try to be cognizant. If I see a cop car, I'll slow down. I'll pay attention. But, I mean, so far the police haven't been they haven't had a high presence. Like in GTA, it always seems like there's a lot of cop cars around all the time, whereas in Mafia 3, they're in clusters here and there. So that's me. That's it. Done.
And does it make you feel like repressed? And I'm not being funny here. No. Does it get that era over correctly? I mean, do you feel that your white privilege is gone and you do feel like a colored guy in that age, in that time? Because I'm not being racist. I'm not being odd here. I'm not trying to be funny. But I mean, does it portray that correctly? I mean, do you start to feel, God, yeah, really, that black guy really was treated badly for being black?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. It's a fair question.
It's amazing
and,
for me.
trust me, I'm shocked right now. No, I'm kidding. So I think it nails the time period perfectly. And I think it is difficult at times, because you realize how poorly, you know, people were treated because of their skin color, because of their stature, and it goes beyond just the race card. I mean, there's issues of just your stature within the community, and so yes, I think it does a good job of portraying that. Now, do I relate to the character? Do I start to have empathy for him, for what he's going through? It's a little hard because, you know, I can honestly say I don't think I can empathize with him on that level. And that, you know, primarily because I've never experienced something like that to that level, or because of my skin color. Now, I can say I have experienced, you know, kind of different feelings, but, of difficulty of being looked down upon by those around you because, you know, I do have a handicapped son. And so when we go out in public sometimes, you know, people give some very, you know,
I know that one.
And so so from that standpoint, you know, I can relate a little bit. I think because it's a third person action game, you know, I tend not to get into the character as much. So what I will say is that it does a good job of representing the beauty of the Deep South and the actual real ugly underbelly of the Deep South during that time period. And quite honestly, you can probably equate that out to modern times too.
Yeah, well, it was brave of the developer to do that. And I think sorry to speak about terms now, but people get caught up in what happened before, but it's not like that now. So we have different minds, but it is interesting to see how it was, and that helps us to understand how to treat each other in a better way now. And I think that says more than this game, is what my attitude is on all of the stuff that's going on over there right now. You know, what happened then is not what should be happening now. Be nice to each other. So, always remember how bad people treated each other for those reasons back then. So, anyway.
I will say this, because, you know, we're talking about it. Let's talk about it a little bit more. Mm. You know, I think some of the challenges, right? I don't relate to issues of racism because I've not been in that situation in my personal life.
God, no. You work for a Spanish company and different things sort of stuff.
But, I mean, just kind of going beyond that, it's you know, at times I struggle with, you know, why is this upsetting to people? Because, you know, they didn't live that, especially when I'm talking to, you know, you see young people and they're being angry about it. And my part of that knee jerk reaction is, you know, why be upset about that? But then I stop and think about it and I realize it wasn't that long ago.
Do we tear every hero that American had down? Do we tear down John Wayne, Babe Ruth, you know, all those people? Is that what's next? You know, it has to stop. Like, these things happened. Sorry, God. Sorry, listeners. These things happened before. We're not those people anymore, or we shouldn't be. And if we are, we have to stop being that.
Anyway. Well, I think that's part of the argument. I think that's mm-hmm. part of the issues that have cycled back. Because, you know, in some respects, these are issues that are being dug back up from the past. And so we like to think we're not those same people. We like to think that we have moved on and we are better individuals now. And I think on a whole, we are. Clearly, we have seen there are some individuals out there that are still stuck in some very antiquated, poor ways of thinking. And I think, you know, nobody wants to go back. And I think there is some fear, and I'm not going to say it's not justified fear, that it could revert back. And that's
I agree. And Sarah is saying in the chat here, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Yes, I totally agree, no, Sarah. Totally there are people out there that treat people badly, but I have to believe that in the world that it's a small percentage of people that treat other people with contempt, because I think the majority of us and our listeners are pretty balanced people that, you know, and we were from all different parts of the world. We can't help what Mark is. We can't help, you know, what Fraser is, but we make allowances for them and we carry on and we love them and we treat them and we accept their differences. So I hope that the world can find that. Anyway, Fraser is bigoted from the Northern Irish. Thank God I'm from Northern Mexico. anyway, moving on. Let's lighten the mood up a little bit. Sorry about that, but yeah,
it was a good conversation.
It speaks well because it is a subject that those guys when they were developing that game didn't realize the way the world was going to be 1 year on or a year and a half on. And it's important. It is important.
Last point to that, Robin, that they developed this game out not realizing where the world was going to be today. But there is a foreword in this game that I thought they had maybe inserted in because of the events of this past year, but it's been there since the intro. Yep. And it just talks about they decided to keep the authenticity of the game as it is. So the language in there can be rough, and the attitudes that are portrayed in this game are not obviously what they think, but it was something that was prevalent of the time.
And I think that's good because you're allowed to be offended, and yes, you have the right to be offended. To talk about these things, to make them not, if you don't talk about them, it means that they go away or they try to go away. This hopefully brings us back to these things happened and should never happen again. So that's good that they did that, because to ignore it completely is a wrong thing. And in Northern Ireland, we know that even more than anywhere else about what has happened in the past in this country. So trying to resolve the things that happened in the past. Because less than time than where yous were. You know, like in 15, 20 years ago, this was a very different country. And we are living with that today. And it's a much better place because we have learned to live with each other. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
News.
Mark. Barney.
What? Do you want me to play it?
Yes.
Sorry.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. Video game news. And Mark, I don't know why. I look at you. You've got your purple shirt on. And I think of Barney. I don't know why.
Barney. Yeah.
Probably as big as Barney, yeah.
All right. There was only a couple video game news stories to really touch base on, at least that I saw that was worth that wasn't covered from last week. Key point there, Robin. All right. Nintendo loses a lawsuit. Apparently, a Dallas jury awarded iLife Technologies $10 million for patent infringement. Against Nintendo of America, the suit, which was brought forth in 2013, alleged Nintendo used iLife's technology when creating its motion-sensing Wii remote. So Nintendo had to pay up $10 million, although I think they're going to appeal, obviously. They typically want to appeal something like this. Nintendo getting hit in the old money bag. I don't know. $10 million, to be perfectly honest, doesn't feel like that much for Nintendo.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Dead Rising 4 coming to the PS4. It's a bit of a surprise announcement. Capcom said that they're bringing over Dead Rising 4 to the PlayStation 4. It's going to be kind of a Game of the Year edition, if you will. So it has some of the additional extra bits that weren't on the original release package. And it's called Dead Rising 4, Frank's Big Package.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Is it like, did they get out like something from the postman or what?
It's his camera case. Camera case. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
And that really was it for the news. Although, Robin, I know you were talking about,
Well, important enough stuff. I mean, the Xbox, One X, has had more pre-orders than any Xbox console in history of the Xbox range, which is kind of cool because people were saying, well, I mean, where is the market for this piece of technology? And obviously, so far, the market is there. There is a willingness for it. And my sort of thought on it is, well, maybe Microsoft have just got it right. Well, it'll be interesting to watch over the next year to see have they just hit the crest of the wave? Have they just caught the wave at the right time? You know, maybe the PS4 Pro is a little bit underpowered, and maybe this beast is the beast. And as far as the marketing is concerned, they seem to be doing it right as far as their talk about, you know, the 1080p, and even if you have a 1080p TV, not 4K, you're really going to see a benefit. It'll be interesting. But So, you know, a few of us have the Xbox One X on pre-order with the Scorpio edition. Cool that they held onto the Scorpio name. I think that's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first time, by the way, any company that has done their launch of the console, they've taken the code name and not so much hung on to it because obviously they recalled it the Xbox One X, but they actually have decided to try and do something with a cool code name. You know, the Nintendo Switch was the Nintendo NX, and we haven't heard anything about that. PS4 Pro was the Orpheus, I think. I think it was
Morpheus.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
No, it is cool. I'm gonna play a little devil's advocate with you, Robin. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come at it from the other side.
Yeah.
Obviously, one. Yes, it has outsold and, you know, better pre-orders than any other previous Xbox. However, the first original Xbox, the original Xbox, didn't have pre-orders, and they didn't really take pre-orders for the 360. And the Xbox One, when it launched, obviously it had issues with the DRM, all of that nonsense. They're bad flubbing at E3. So,
well, I mean, let's give the Xbox One some credit. There hasn't been Red Ring of Death.
Right.
There's some very, very, very minor technical issues with a few people, including myself at the very beginning, but there hasn't been. It's been a bit big, but 4 years on, if you have an OG Xbox that you got, OG Xbox One at the end, it's still as quiet today as it was back then. You can't say that about the other piece of equipment that I have in my house, which I own and I play very rarely. But it's a noisy, noisy beast. So, I'm not being fanboyish. I'm just saying it's going to be interesting over the year to see
how it does. I think Microsoft
and you know, the other part that I had mentioned as well was the PUBG for life, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which they have sort of secured as a what do they call it, a trial, a preview version of it. And IGN have played a build of the Xbox version. They think it's pretty good. It plays really, really well. And it's going to be very interesting how Microsoft decides what build goes on release for that preview program. And but in this interview, they talked about that they're concentrating with a lot of help from Microsoft to get it on, because they really don't know consoles at all. But a lot of help from them to get this version of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds onto the consoles. So I can't wait for that. I mean, it's going to be good. But that's a fantastic coup for them, because what they're saying is these guys are developing this game for Xbox only. They're not looking at PS4, and probably it could be a year to a year and a half away before it appears in its final version, and that's probably when PlayStation will get it.
All right, so stop, Robin. So real quick. I think we can all agree. I think Microsoft has done a good job with the X in terms of some of their marketing, in terms of getting out good comparisons prior to launch, because you know the hardware isn't even out yet. It doesn't come out till November. I think they're doing a good job of that. My point earlier, and it's just when we hear these things like, they've sold more pre-orders than previous Xbox. Well, okay, that's great. That is an accomplishment. But throw a little caution to the wind. Don't think that this means it's millions and millions pre-ordered. It probably is not. We don't know how much that Microsoft set aside, allocated for their pre-orders. We don't have any of those numbers. We just know that they have surpassed whatever previous pre-order records they had.
Oh yeah, I would say that when it launches, the sales figures will probably the figure will go down because this is meant for me. This is meant for Mark. This is meant for you and possibly Kim and everybody on the podcast that are PAR users for Xbox, that are fans of this. This is not for little Jimmy, unless Jimmy's mommy and daddy have lots of money, but because that's the Xbox One S, which is extremely good value. And the whole package with EA Access and Xbox Gold and the club and all of its pieces, it's very attractive. But I think this is for us. So as PAR users, I think that the sales curve will drop dramatically after this is launched, because people like us have probably pre-ordered this beast already. So
yeah, I mean that's actually, I think, probably the more interesting thing for me looking ahead and looking down the road is, and this really is as much a comment or as much a conversation about the Pro and the X in terms of their capabilities, but also, quite frankly, it's a conversation about the influence 4K has on gaming and just entertainment.
If you go into your local Target or whatever, you guys, the stores you go into, it would be very, very hard to go into a Target store and buy a 1080p TV these days.
Oh, yeah.
So no. 4K is reaching the spot, and maybe Black Friday and stuff like that there. I think that is – it's now pretty standard. So as people change their televisions now, it will be 4K. So I have to afford 4K.
Yeah, interesting side note to this. And we talk about 1080p TVs really took off when television providers started actually producing high-definition content, 1080p signal allowing
Blu-rays were the main thing for me to go 1080p.
Blu-rays, but then cable companies jumped on. You actually had content to watch.
Yeah.
4K content, I think, from a television perspective, still a long ways away. I don't know, you know, I mean, DirecTV talks about their 4K content, but to be honest, they have, I think, really two channels that put out 4K signal. Everything else is 1080p or 720p. And they're the only cable provider in the U.S. currently that offers anything 4K. So, well, you know, you have Amazon, you know,
and
Amazon.
There's few, but that will increase. But White Earp up in Canada, he has made the point, which is absolutely correct, that it's about bringing hardware to the markets more regularly, regardless of the features. The iPhone, the mobile phone every... Well, I mean, with me, I change my iPhone every 2 years because I generally miss a year, but the iPhone, the new one's coming out. So I'll have my, what do I have now? 7S, a big one. Yeah. So the new one, the 8, will come out and it'll be out a year and then I'll pick it up. I use it a year behind. But I think Fraser is absolutely correct that it is mid-cycle upgrade. And it is when the Xbox 360 and the PS4, 10 years old, you know, that's crazy for a hardware manufacturer. They want to get that cycle to 5 years. They want to do that. They want to sell that hardware as well as the software to go along with it.
Can I just real quickly interject?
Yeah.
I'm actually really disappointed right now because I thought for a moment we had a new listener named Wyatt Earp up in Canada. Sadly realized we were talking about Fraser.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, right. But I think you know what, the Canadian syrup sucker, he speaks the truth, and I think it is about getting into that model, getting us used to the 4 year, 5 year iterative upgrade. And but I'm happy to change my console every 4 to 5 years. You speak to a PC user that hasn't upgraded his graphics card in 5 years or his processor in 5 years. He's playing, I don't know. What are you playing? It's 5 years old, and you're a five-year-old PC. Something that's pretty low res, you know? So
okay. So, Robin, you and I have been going on back and forth on this, but let's, Kim, thoughts from you. I mean, you know, where do you sit on this? I know you pre-ordered next.
I did pre-order it, and I think the big draw for me was because I still have the 1080p TV. I don't see myself going 4K until probably this thing dies. So, you know, for me, the big draw was it will take my 1080p TV and just make it look so much better than it is now. Not that it looks bad now, but, you know, and part of it was because I wanted something shiny. And not going to lie. Plus, my current Xbox One makes a little noise every now and again, and who knows how long the sucker will last. And, you know, like I said, I could get in on the ground floor on this one and have the Scorpio edition, and, you know.
Okay.
I thought, why not? What the hell? So.
Why not? Why not indeed? Now, Mark, you are actually one of the you know, PC and console gamers within our community, so... I know you also pre-ordered an X.
Same reasons for Kim, really. I've not got 4K TV, and I'm not in a rush to get one, mainly because of money-wise. I'm just wanting it to run better, load that a little bit quicker. The promises they're making on the 1080p users, it'll probably make the benefit value for the money for what I'm going to pay for the machine, and it's future proofing more than anything. So,
okay,
because I will eventually go for it. And Fraser's made a really good point, is that it's about keeping that library, what you've already got, and carrying your library forward. That's how PC users move forward. They upgrade the graphics card, but all the previous games will still work. If, like Fraser's just put, if Xbox can nail that, then they're sorted, really.
And they kind of have already with Xbox back compatibility, which will carry forward. And I'm sure the same thing with Xbox One games will run as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, and let's not forget, Microsoft is the biggest PC software seller in the world. And, you know, PCs are their business. So you know, for people that go, well, it's not an exclusive because it's on PC as well. Microsoft don't care because it's on both and they're getting a cut of everything.
Well, they make more on software licensing than they do on hardware anyway.
Right. Yeah. True. Yeah. So there you go. Mm. Funny, Judith spotted my pre-order on Amazon. She says, oh, Robin, what's this? She says, oh, you can keep that. That could be your Christmas present. Okay, Judith. Yeah, that can be my Christmas present, but I'm using it in November. So,
or even be your Elite controller. You have to wait, didn't you, for that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. All right. Well, anyway, let's do a PSA announcement real quickly. Let me get this out of the way. Hey, if you like beer and you like burritos and you're in the UK and planning on going to EGX, come on down Friday, September 22nd, and meet up at Mission Burrito and share some beer and burritos and maybe a taxi ride that is not going to smell so pleasant with Mark Wright, Robin Tate, Chris MJW as well, Verbal Rob, Richard Natras, Pilch, Chinny and Stu from the Veteran Gamers, John Mouse, Daniel Flecky Lewis, Danson. Wow, that's just all one big ass name.
No, Daniel is Flecky and Lewis Danson and his brother.
My bad. I was looking for a comma. Didn't happen. But hey, if you're in the area, you're going to EGX, please reach out to Robin, reach out to Mark. Let us know you are there. And come out, have some fun, have a beer, have a burrito, maybe have a tequila shot. Just saying. Do the right thing. Support your Mexican national Irish brother. All right. Mark.
Yes.
Somewhere in here. Let's get one. We have a speak pipe.
Yep.
So let's get that played. Then we're going to do some trivia.
Right.
Yay.
So here's this week's speak pipe.
Hey, OC Podcast. This is Jason getting tacos down in Texas. I want to congratulate you sincerely on your 400th episode. It's such a massive achievement. And you deserve every bit of recognition you get from anyone. I'm totally fucking with you. I know it's not your 400th
episode. Bastard, he goes.
I just want to congratulate myself for sneaking a shameless plug into your SpeakPipe system here. There is something coming out on the Ped and Meller show. A short little audio drama. It has some good people behind it. Last month I wrote a 60,000 word book, and these guys are going to work their magic and maybe try to make it funny. And I got faith in them. If they get the time to do it, it'll come off pretty good. So just want to let you guys out there know about it. It'll be on or be put out via Ped and Meller show. So I just want to show appreciation to all you podcasters out there for all the work you put into putting this stuff out. Because it's people that create stuff and get it out the door that make other people happy. So I hope I make somebody happy. Peace.
Well, one, congratulations. You got all four of us. I think all of us looking at one another on the screen just being like, what in the hell? And I'm like, Mark, did you pull the wrong audio? Yeah. I'm like looking to blame Mark and no. Well done. Yes, absolutely. Ped and Mella show. Check it out. I'm actually looking forward to this now to hear some audio book reading.
Can anybody please help me?
There's no help for you,
Robin. I've increased my chat window by very big. And I don't know how to get it back. And I can alt tab, but I don't know how to minimize this one again. Can anybody help me? Help me. Help me now.
Yeah. Help him out in the chat. Thank you for that, Robin. Get yourself back in focus, please. There we go. All right, Mark, give us a news jingle, or podcast trivia jingle, sorry.
There you go.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Oh, it's Fraser.
The happy turtle.
Happy turtle.
Happy smiley turtle.
Yep.
Wyatt Earp from the north. All right, here we go. Jason Johnson sent us in two trivia questions. The three of you will be playing. Here we go. I have no, but I seriously need to go and catch up. I am so far behind on who's gone what. So, I mean, it could be Kim in the lead. It could be Robin in the lead. It could be Mark in the lead. I don't know.
Hey, after today, you're going to be seven episodes behind.
I know. I've got some serious catching up to do. And speaking of catching up to do, let's get this trivia quiz going. Here we go. First question from our friend Jason Johnson. In The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Oh, no.
How many divine beasts are there? In The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, how many divine beasts are there? Is it 4, 6, 3, or 7? Are there 4, 6, or 3, or 7 divine beasts?
Show me the way to go home. So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. It was a dick move.
That's a new countdown. Do you like it?
I do love it. All right. Give me your answers, please. All right. We have two people saying it's 7. One person saying it's 3. And everybody is wrong. It is 4.
And Robin's played the game.
Four divine beasts, according to Jason Johnson, trivia guru and master. And if anybody knows Nintendo, Jason knows Nintendo.
Yeah, he does.
No, yep. It's 3.
No.
No, it's not 3, man. It's 4.
God damn it.
All right, here we go. Next question. And this one, some of you might actually know. What is the name of the orc who first helps you in Shadow of Mordor?
Oh, jeez.
What is the name of the orc who first help you in Shadow of Mordor? Is it A, Ratface, B, Ratfink, C, Ratbag, or D, Fesser the Rat Lord? Ratface, Ratfink, Ratbag, or Fester the Rat Lord. I need your answers in.
Oh my god.
So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move. Doesn't get old. All right. We have a rat bag. We have a rat face. And we have a...
Oh, shit, rat it's Ratface. It's Ratface. Damn it, a fucking drunken skunk wrote their own thing.
I thought it was Ratback as well, Robin. We might be right, yeah.
It's Ratface.
Why have you just Googled it, cheat?
Robin. No, I'm trying to get my chat back up again.
Robin, look at me real quickly. Look at the screen. Yeah. Look up. Give me an option.
Yeah, what?
I will let you change your answer.
No, I'm not changing my answer. I stick with what I've done.
It is, in fact, Rat Bag. Yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
I remember that one, yeah.
Yes.
Well
done, Mark. Well done, Robin, even though you wanted to change your answer.
No, I didn't. No. Don't think that.
Robin.
Yo.
We got it.
Yay.
How the hell did I get the shot back over again?
All right. Speaking of the shat, Mark. Maybe we can get a quick shout out to our shatters.
Yeah,
I know we've had a few.
Loads in there today, yeah. Fraser has been in there, even though he couldn't make the show because he was too tired from DIYing. Baravon Glover, Faye Gwen, Infobro, which is my lad Jason. Martin's in there, Sarah, RCGC, our regulars. Star for Help, which is Jason Tacos, who fooled us all. Ventador. I think that's how you sell it. That's a new listener. We've got a viewer in there. We've also had, there's a few more. Batch Gaming's been in. Scrolling. Realm Warrior, which is Lee, which is a good old friend of ours from the old G4T days. Teflon 12.
Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, Wyatt Earp from the Great North. I think that's about it. I've not seen anyone on a Mixer or YouTube this week, so.
All right. It's probably because last time on, I didn't broadcast on there.
No, it's
they
fine.
Probably thought we went belly up.
Yeah, well, Mixer's not really ticking off like they thought it would after its name change ever, so.
Twitch is the stellar name change.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and Martin says don't forget the burritos.
Don't forget the burrito.
Yeah, burrito.
All right, Kim.
Yes.
Let's talk about this very long list of games coming out this next week.
Huge.
All right, we shall.
And maybe also cover let's cover the freebies as well, because we have updated that list.
Oh, have you got the PlayStation ones on? Yeah.
See.
Alrighty, our new releases. Are we done? Can I go now?
Yes, go.
New releases for September 2nd through September 8th are Knack 2 for the PS4 on September
5th. Knack 2!
And, you know, a little game that no one will ever play, probably. Destiny 2 for the PS4 and the Xbox One on September 6th.
I don't know anyone who's interested in Destiny 2. No one at all.
No, I don't know anybody wants to play Destiny 2 at all.
Yeah, I don't even know anyone who wants to take a day off to play it.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, Knack 2's where it's at. Knack 2's the daddy of the week.
That's it.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
Yeah.
Undergrind, overgrind, bumbling free. The Wombles of Wimbledon coming, are we?
I think he's walking around with a permanent burner on.
Hard on.
Yeah, probably. I don't think he needs Viagra ever until this is released.
Moving on.
Yeah, carry on. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Continue on. Monthly freebies, please.
Our monthly freebies, Games with Gold, for September of 2017. For the Xbox One, we have Trials Fusion, available August 16th through September 15th. Forza 5, Game of the Year. Available September 1st to September 30th. And Oxenfree, available September 16th through October 15th on the Xbox One.
Bastards!
Will be free.
Yeah, free, I know, right? After I bought it, go figure. Fuckers. Xbox 360, we have Hydro Thunder Hurricane, available September 1st through 15th. And Battlefield 3, available September 16th through 30th.
I really enjoyed the jet ski version of Hydro Thunder. So I'm actually looking forward to Hydro Thunder Hurricane. It's inappropriate this week, but I'm looking forward to that, because the first one I had lots of fun with.
Alrighty.
Continue on.
Our PS Plus free games for this month are Infamous Second Son for PS4.
Absolutely superb game. Right?
It's an early release.
Is that the standalone DLC?
No, this is the full game. First Light was free quite a while ago. This is the proper full game with Troy Baker.
Ooh.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Ooh. I loved this.
That's a nice get for PS Plus owners.
Does Troy Baker... Is he a baker? Or is that his real name?
Carry on, Kim.
Yes.
Strike Vector X for the PS4. Truck Racer for the PS3. Handball 2016 for the PS3. Oh, boy. That'll be a good one. We Are Doomed for the PS Vita, with a cross-buy for the PS4. And Head of a Boyfriend for the PS Vita, and with a cross-buy for the PS4. That's
just
the pigeon
that
dating sim.
Yes.
You go to pigeon school, and you're human, and you have to date a pigeon.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Duke,
what did Duke call it on the Veteran Games? He called it the pigeon fucking game. Something stupid, right. Yeah. Yeah, Pilch played it for about 5 seconds and turned it off. I don't think I'll even download this.
I'm actually worried about Pilch, because he seems to be getting into these Japanese games. I don't think he is.
He's trying them and saying, what the fuck is Stu drinking? And then deletes them straight away. So, yeah.
But he seems to be enjoying some parts of them, which is quite, you know. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
menu screens can be lovely.
Yes. I love the menu screens. Press X.
Moving on.
Yes.
Playdates. So, last week, I believe there was a PUBG playdate. I don't know if that actually took place.
It was friggin' awesome, Greg. We almost got chicken, winner, dinner. We almost got it. It was fantastic. We played as a team. The stuff, the video, when it comes out on YouTube, is going to be friggin' awesome. It was class. There was Fraser, there was Chinny, and there was myself. We were going there. We almost got it, and the bastard just sniped us at the very end. It was one of the best Sunday nights I've ever had.
And if you have missed a Sunday night and one of our play dates, you've got to join tomorrow night's World of Tanks. Because if it's anything like last week's, it's going to be freaking awesome. And World of Tanks, better still, it's free. Anybody can play it on Xbox. It's free. So if it's anything like last week's, come and join us tomorrow night, 1 p.m. in Pacific something, and then something on ETs, and 9 p.m. on UKs. So come on, join us. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have tanks and big guns and stuff, and it'll be good, and there's tracks, and it's going to be lots of us in tanks. We have the best tanks on Xbox One, and you'll have a great time with us. So come tomorrow night and have a great time. We're going to be tanking it up. And next week, we're going
to be tanking.
Yeah,
Robin.
next week it's RB6 on the PS4. Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, it looks like Nicole's picked up on PS4. So, Sarah, your prayers have been answered. We are having a PS4 playdate on Rainbow Six Siege next week. Not tomorrow, but next week. I haven't picked it up yet, but I think it's still on sale. I might do, but it just depends on funds. It's hard to justify buying it twice.
No, I'm not laughing at you. So here's my laughter right now. My question to Robin was going to be, Robin, just take the bottle and turn it upside down into your glass. I want to see how much is left. I now know there's nothing left. And I believe that bottle was full at the start of the show.
I'm disappointed. There's nothing left in my wine.
All right. We do have a Golf Club 2 community. There's a VG Hub Society. It's run by the evil dictator, Gary DeFelice. Yes, if you want to play some Golf Club, by all means, join up. You've got a problem.
It's empty.
All right. At this point, Robin, I need you to focus because we're going to be talking about...
Yep, I'm here.
The year of living dangerously and our victory achieved.
Oh, my goodness. The year of living dangerously has been fantastic this year. I have to be unbelievably proud of everyone that has created a community event which has been overwhelming. I'm just so proud of yous all. Yous have been playing games that yous had disposed of, that yous had finished with, and so much of yous have so much fun. In fact, Dastardly Jabby, Chris himself, the king of dastardiness, has been completing so many games, it's ridiculous. He's now had like 35 games for the year. I don't know what happened to PG Tips. He's like yesterday's news. He has 20 games in the weeks. Anyway, the people have completed games of the year of living dangerously, or as we fondly know it, Log, YOLG, Dastardly Jabby. Dastardly Jabby. With his best friend, Diddy Gamer. It's not true what they say about them. They finished Streets of Rage 2 together. Filthy finished Rainbow Six Vegas 2, which is a fantastic game, a very old game, but I'm glad he got the pleasure from it. Dastardly Jabby also finished Battlefield 4. And Denok TQ finished Dysponia, which is one of those WTF games from Japan. Chopper Kelly finished Journey, and he got a big scarf at the end of it. Caliburn M also went to Japan, and finished Yakuza 4. Dastardly Jabby, again, amazingly, finished Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which he started 20 years ago, which is just amazing. Our friend Mr. Miyagi in Australia, he went to Ghost of Sparta, and he finished it, and he's looking forward to the next one. Daddy Ikin. Oh, what a nice Daddy Ikin you are. He finished Shadow of Mordor. And Terraform finished Vermintide. Oh, my goodness, Vermintide. Oh, my goodness, look who's next on the list. Could it be? It is. It's Dastardly Jabby. He finished a stupid phone game called Counter Spy, and he had the cheek to put it on his Yog list. Denok TQ also finished Dead Rising 4, which he killed lots of poor repressed zombies in terrible ways. Fraser Moo, who would be White Earp from Canada, he finished Transformers Devastation, and The Man Who Was Once Called Jesus, Chinny 1985, eventually finished Bioshock. Now, the ordinary people that are not part of the log finished some games as well, and that's quite amazing. Teflon 12, the Quizmaster himself, finished Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment. Sumu finished War of the Overworld, which is really interesting, but I've never heard of it. Natras 79 also finished a game, which doesn't really sound like it's a game at all. It was like something he made up. He sent a screenshot off the finish screen of his phone. I don't think it was a game. I think it was something he'd done in Photoshop. It was called Magikarp Jump. Is that a game, Richard Natras? I don't think so. Beelzebub, he finished three games. He finished Lego Batman 3. He finished another Lego game called Marvel Avengers. He likes getting blocked. And the final game that he finished was Nightmares from the Deep, which is a strange sort of horror game. But, you know, everybody has different tastes. And Gunslinger X1983, he finished Rocket League. Now, you may say that's not very hard to do, but he finished it to 100% with every achievement, if he was nice, and every trophy, well, if he was something else. But those were the people that done so much this week for so little, and I thank you for it. Now, all of those people will be entered into our quarterly competition for Victory Achieved, which means that you win money. You win money once every quarter, and we draw it at random. As long as you haven't won it before, you'll be drawn again. Well, usually. And that competition ends on the 30th of September. So keep completing those games. Take a selfie of yourself. Not a rude one. Nobody's ever sent me a rude one. Send me a rude one. And anyway, when you complete the game, take a selfie of yourself with the credits in the background if you feel you've done enough to achieve achievement, and tweet it off to @OC_podcast. With the hashtag Victory Achieved. And that's really wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robin.
The producers for making all possible.
Robin, you're done. Mark, play the jingle.
I'm trying, it's not working.
Sing it, Greg. Sing it. Sing it, Greg.
You have won a Victory's Achieved. You have won a Victory's Achieved. You have won a Victory's Achieved.
Why is that not working?
Ah. Oh, I enjoyed that so much. That was so good.
All right. Robin, that wine has definitely caught up to you.
Yeah,
just a little bit. Just a little bit. All right. I want to thank everybody for sticking it out this far, because you are at the most exciting part of the podcast. That is when we shut it down. Hey, if you want to be part of the conversation, we are here every week, every Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. in the U.K., and if you're stuck in the middle, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. We do appreciate, of course, reviewing us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review, maybe on YouTube. Any review obviously helps us get a little bit more exposure. We have all kinds of clubs. Mark, you know this better than any of us. Yep. We have clubs galore.
Yeah, we have Xbox One Club. We have a PS4 community, we have a Steam group, and we have the Discord, where we've got all our chat groups and voice comms if you play PC games, and it also tells you when people are streaming live.
Yeah, possibly our most popular group.
Yeah.
We'll give that some Discord love. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we need to play? We need to play. We've got another audience.
Yeah, clip. Nicole, yeah. Oh, crap. No, my soundboard stopped working. Robin's killed it.
All right.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry about that.
Let me quit it and restart it.
Greg does a really good impersonation.
Yes, I can handle this.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. We would like you to send us emails at podcast@ocpod.com. You could tweet us at @OC_podcast. And if you love Facebook, we love you. Come to our Facebook page, fb.ocpod.com. That's it. I got nothing more.
Oh, wow. That was good.
All right.
I'm mildly mild.
Yeah, you're mildly, mildly, mildly. Robin, start us off. Give us some shout-outs. Let's get out of here.
Shout-out. Yes, I want to shout-out everyone tonight for sticking with it. It's been brilliant. It's been fantastic. Thank you for giving me a little great laugh tonight. It was good fun. I had a ball. If I offended you, you have the right to be offended. And I love yous all. Anyway, remember, Friday night, very important, burrito night in Birmingham. That's a big thing. That Friday night of EGX, come along. Let's get slaughtered and have burritos and have good crack and you'll have a good laugh. And even better still, right now on midlifegamer.net. And the tickets are now available for the Midlife Gamer After Party. And even better, they're also doing a live show in Birmingham at the Midlife Gamer the Midlife Gamer After Party. They're doing a live show of their podcast. And it's the biggest sausage fest that you could ever go to. We do karaoke. We dance like strange men. We get drunk. We have a laugh. There's competitions and fun, and it's a laugh. So go to midlifegamer.net. If you're in Birmingham and you're at EGX, the best thing you can do on a Saturday night is go to that party. They have raised over lots of figures, well over 10,000, well over big figures of money over the last 7 years for Games Aid, which is a charity which helps underprivileged kids and disabled kids in the UK. So please come along and support them because they do great work and it's one of the highlights of my year. So go and support them. So thank you very much. Thank you for being here. I love you all. Mark.
I want to shout out Robin's liver. I hope you recover well tomorrow. I want to shout out you guys for all the support you give me over the past couple of weeks and for sort of like running the back end parts of a show, which I normally do, so...
You're not getting near my back end.
And I'll just big shout-out to my wife. I hope she gets better soon. And
oh, Jenny, please. So, come home. Yeah. Do dishes.
Yeah. House is the best get-home, love. Over to Kim.
You better not let her
I'm not sure
this.
I can follow how I'm going to follow either one of you up, because, I mean, geez. It's like the game's playing all over again. Anyway, I want to shout out you guys, and, good time as always. Maybe not as good as Mongo right now, but,
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. Don't mind
that. So, anyway, and our people in the chat box today, you're why we do this. So, I guess I'll see you on Path of Exile. So, how about you there, Tank Top?
This has been an entertaining show. Definitely right? A big shout out to the three of you. Thank you for making it a fun, entertaining podcast this week. Shout out to listeners, as always, as Kim noted. We do this partly to hear ourselves, but we also definitely like to be part of a community, and you make it a community. I want to show a big shout out to Kyle, Tom, and Dan from last week. They did fantastic work filling
in.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
They were great on the podcast. That was great. So shout out to them and shout out to Nicole, obviously, for picking up the slack and hosting again. She is a natural, I tell you. She's good. I think at this point, outside of saying, one, if you're in Houston, I hope you have a boat. I hope you are dry. And more importantly, I hope you're safe. To Jenny, get well soon, please. But Jenny, stay a couple extra days. Enjoy the time away, and make sure Mark does the dishes. And with that said, let's wrap this up with a closeout, Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
You're calling him.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, that, like that Robin dude is a dick.
Hold on. I need to. I've answered the phone. I'm not actually on the computer, so just.
Why would you answer the phone? Why?
Because it was fucking ringing. The computer wasn't. Hold on.
Christ, fucking mighty.
Mind you, I don't know why I'm setting these cameras up yet. It's all going to go wrong out when King gets on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Call me back.
There we go.
Can you call back in on your phone? It was clear.
It was a faster internet connection.
Just 3G. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, he said, oh, he's knackered because he's been DIYing all day. I was DIYing all day until 6 o'clock, and then I had friggin' 16 visitors to the house, so we can go on.
Seriously? DIYing? Why do I feel like you're about to do, like, Penthouse Forum stories at night? There's a red glow in front of you, and then you have the sheet up behind you, which is a nice touch.
Like,
oh, those are my curtains, actually, but, you know.
Okay. That's like there's... World War II camouflage for a ship.
Yeah, that's it. Are you okay there, Robin?
Sorry?
You okay? Or, you know, do you need a minute? I mean, you know.
He needs help.
Nick. I'm very pleased to meet you. Don't talk to me this week. Got bloody second string players. What was the point in that flipping preseason match this week?
I'm with Cliff.
That was very fun.
That was something.
Oh, God, I've got tears rolling down my bloody face. Yeah.
Craziness.
Well, that's terrible, isn't it? He's really worried about. These were awful.
Robin, you are going to wake up in a hangover. I'm going to predict
that. Damn it.
No, yes. I don't. Watch a video.
Yeah.
I found a YouTube video of 100 people crying. I had that play while you were in me out. And the title above was, is he still going?
See, the problem is, Dastardly Jabby and I have this arrangement.
God.
Oh dear, I'm sorry, I'm crying. I needed to cry. Oh, Mark, I feel bad for you, but I'm glad you came on the show tonight because I think that was good.
Well, true to form, yes, cheers, Bill.
Kim!
Yes!
One of us is going to have wood paneling behind us next week. Definitely, that has to happen.
All right.
So. You've got curtains there with zigzags, and it's like one of those art things that if I look at it too long, it starts to move.
It might get your head, Robin.
So Chris MJW was in Northern Ireland.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
He was.
There's this massive spider. Dog's fucking growling at it. It's that big.
Wait. Oh. Kill it.
Jesus Christ. I'm not joking. It's...
Mark.
No, it's
not. Have you heard the dog?
Hold on. Okay, there are no spiders in Northern Ireland. Sorry, England that are poisonous.
Right, I'm going to have to go get this thing.
Kill it.
We're getting loads of big ones in the UK lately. We used to get like tiny ones.
We had massive ones. It's spider season. I picked them up and we went for some Mexican food. Shit. Shit, I'm a fucking stereotype.
It's very fitting. I'm watching Mark watch the spider and get closer.
I don't want to get into... I don't want to lose sight of it.
Mark,
if you lose sight of it, that's even worse, isn't it?
Oh, no. Tell you what, Mark. Over and crunch it.
I'm going to
crunch it. Crunch it. Crunch the spider.
I'm going to go get it.
I see some fucking...
Go and pick it up in your hand.
See where the two pictures are? That picture it's there, look.
That's a fucking ceiling fan. It's not a spider.
He's look at it moving.
It's a ceiling fan.
Kill it.
He's going to crawl and jump on you, and then he's going to bite your eyeball.
There are no poisonous spiders in the UK. Now, come on.
Does that mean you don't?
Man.
Okay. This is like, it's not a poisonous snake. Yeah, but you still don't want to get bit.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. You're not Fraser. Don't be a wimp.
Right.
Don't kill the thing.
Right, I'm going then.
We want to see it.
No.
We want to see
you get up with your slipper.
We want to see it on a
ceiling spider.
No, I might scream.
You want to see it on a piece of kitchen tile. Go and get it.
No, if it moves quick, I'll scream. It's above a bloody door now.
Oh, let's see it.
Right, look at your WhatsApp.
Go over. Okay.
I see it moving. Holy shit. Holy.
How big is that for a UK spider?
Hold on. I need you. Oh, yeah, Mark, you need to kill that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go.
Kill it now. Kill it now.
Get it now.
All right.
Get it. Get it now before it gets to Birdlies.
Kill it. You know, light that thing on fire. I'm just saying.
You're going to watch it live.
Shotgun.
Do it live.
Do it. Do it now.
Gonna miss it. So gonna miss it. Just gonna throw it.
Yeah! Was that a slipper? You did that with a slipper, didn't you?
Yeah.
Big voice.
You missed it.
Oh, fuck. You couldn't pay for this
the
online.
The fucker's dead.
I tell you what. Do you know what? That's better than
this
the McGregor fight.
This needs to go in the outtakes, Mark. This needs to
That's
go in the outtakes.
Better than the McGregor fight. Oh, God.
Yeah. I called it, though. I'm on. He's going to miss it. He's going to miss it.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to rain now for 8 weeks.
Who cares?
All right.
Britain, innit? It always rains.
That was good.
All right. On that note,
go eat it now, everybody. Jasper. Stop back at me. Eat it.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.